This week, September 15th, 2014, on The Digital Story, Panasonic smartphone with a 1-inch sensor, LowPro's new ProTactic Urban backpack, and Olympus announces the 40 to 150mm f2.8 Pro Zoom lens. All of this and more with yours truly, Derek Story, on The Digital Story. Welcome back to another Digital Story. So happy to have you here with me. It's Photokina Week, the giant trade show that happens in Cologne, Germany. And all the manufacturers are pushing out these wonderful announcements for us to discuss. So we are going to have a gear-dominated show. I hope you're okay with that. In the weekly update, we're going to talk about some Panasonic announcements. They've really been busy. But we have other goodies too. This crazy ProTactic Urban Backpack from LowPro that I have seen from the drawing board through its development. It is now available. Olympus came out with their Pro Zoom lens. I mean, it is a candy store for photographers. So let's get to it and start out with the weekly update. Panasonic announces the Lumix DMC CM1 smartphone with 1-inch sensor. The 1-inch sensor is around 7 times larger than the 1/3 inch type sensors that are common on more conventional smartphones. The large sensor is coupled with an f2.8 Leica lens that offers an equivalent focal length of 28 millimeters. This is by far the best camera specification on any smartphone, and the 20 megapixel resolution should even allow for a good quality digital zoom. The CM1 is also capable of recording 4K video and raw images. Focus, aperture, shutter speed, ISO, and white balance can all be adjusted manually, and there's a mechanical click wheel around the lens barrel in quotes, on the front of the camera phone. And this is compliments of DP Connect. And this thing is a beauty. I don't know if you've seen any photos of it yet, but it truly is a smartphone. And it has this Leica lens on the front. The design is quite handsome. It will be running the Android operating system. So if you're an iOS user, you'll have a choice to make. But the other choice you'll have to make is how much can your credit card accommodate, because I think this thing's going to be selling unlocked and it'll probably be around $1,000 US. So there's a lot more to learn about this device. We will be seeing it later on this year, and we will hear more probably about the smartphone capability. Of course, with it being Photokina, they were focusing on the camera with the 1-inch sensor. But it's a heck of a thing, and I'll tell you, if you wanted just one device to carry around for both high-quality photography and all of your smartphone needs, this Panasonic CM1 is really a little gem. Next story, another Panasonic story. They were busy today. The LX100, again, and there's sort of a theme here, because the LX series of compact cameras, this is a bit of an aside, has been popular for a long time. They've had the smaller sensors in there. And so, you know, some people were thinking, well, the next LX premium compact from Panasonic will probably move up to a 1-inch sensor. Okay, haha, here's the story. Here's the second piece here. The Panasonic LX100 takes its own road. The RX100 series rival boosts a 4/3 inch sensor. This is compliments of photographyblog.com. And I quote, Panasonic has opted for the same 4/3 inch type sensor that it uses in its mirrorless cameras and that offers almost double the surface area of the 1-inch type chip. The difference shows itself in a sensitivity range that tops at a lofty ISO 25,600. So instead of moving up to the 1-inch sensor, they put a micro 4/3 or a 4/3 sensor inside a premium compact camera. And of course, after you put a 1-inch sensor in a smartphone, then you've got to do something for your compact camera. I know people that have been fans of the LX series for a long time, and now this next one will have a 4/3 inch sensor inside a compact camera. That's crazy stuff. Again, Sticker Shock is probably going to be around $899, and we will see it also later this year. Woo! Well, I got to fan myself here. This is crazy stuff. This is harder than cooling off a sensor and a small camera. And finally, in our weekly update here, the third Panasonic piece, yes, it's a trifecta, it is a hack trick, it is whatever you want to call it here. Panasonic gives its GM series a boost with a EVF, electronic viewfinder, toting GM5. Okay, again, a little background. The GM1 was their super compact Micro Four Thirds camera they released last year. I know a lot of folks just love this camera. Frederick Van Johnson carries one around in his pocket. Joseph Linaski carries one around in his. I mean, these guys love this camera because it's so small and they can always have it with it. Yet they have a Micro Four Thirds sensor in there. However, it was an LCD only camera. It didn't have a hot shoe. The GM5 now, they managed to fit an electronic viewfinder in this little teeny camera. They added a hot shoe. They had to take away the pop-up flash, right? Because you only have so much real estate. So now they're including this cute little baby hot shoe flash that comes with the camera. However, you can put, you know, any hot shoe flash in there. It just can't be too big because camera's so small. That would just look funny. And there's a new control dial on the back to complement the touch screen interface. So there's a touch screen. The new GM5 has a lot of the things that a lot of folks want in a small camera. They want some kind of viewfinder other than an LCD. They want a hot shoe for when they need it. Not just for flashes, but there are other accessories that you can use there. And of course, you want, you know, nice control dials, nice physical user interface, as well as within the menu system. And it seems to have all of it. And then, to top it off, they put 1080p video for up to 60 frames per second. This is compliments of Petapixel, this story. Now, the camera with their kit lens, which is a very nice little kit lens, and I can't remember right now the focal length range of it. It is something like, I want to say 12 to 32, is what I want to say. Maybe I'm right. You know, they say when you take a test, go with the first thing that comes into your head if you're not absolutely sure. That was the first thing that came into my head. But anyway, this camera with the zoom lens that, by the way, has image stabilization is going to be out also in November. And it's going to be $899. Now, after talking about the previous two items, this one to me seems a lot more reasonable. I mean, you are getting an interchangeable lens Micro Four Thirds camera with an electronic viewfinder, all sorts of controls, very handsome little guy with a zoom lens. Of the three, this is my pick right here. And in fact, I had a little bit of lust for the GM1, tried to resist because, quite honestly, I have really nice cameras. But now this GM5 is just going to really make it difficult. So anyway, that is this week's weekly update. I want to talk about LowPro for a minute, and this is interesting. So as you guys probably know, I am not working with LowPro anymore. My contract was terminated at the end of August, and I wrote about Nimble Photographer. I probably talked about it on the podcast. But I was with them for 4 years. I was working for them. I was their photography evangelist for 4 years. And I saw a lot of things. One of the things that I was following the last 6 months that I was there was this backpack that I'm going to talk about today that was released today at Photokina. Now, it is the Protactic 350 AW camera and laptop backpack. It sells for $199. I have a link to it in the show notes that will let you place your order. I do believe that they are close to having them in stock. So if you order it, you will probably get it fairly quickly. This thing is very interesting. What they wanted to do was design a premium urban-inspired backpack that you felt like your gear would not only be protected anywhere, but would be accessible in a variety of ways. So they have, first of all, one of the things they did, they used the flip side design, which means the backpack opens from the back. So you have it, when you're wearing it, you can't get into it. You can't open the main area and, you know, spill stuff out or dig around in there or whatever. So the main access is against your back, which is, I think, nice in urban situations. However, there are other access points to get to parts of the backpack. So you have access on the side so that on the larger backpack, you can even have a 70 to 200 on camera that you can pull out from the side. That's the 450. The 350, you're working more with, you know, a 24 to 70 lens on your DSLR. Both backpacks hold two DSLRs and additional lenses. And of course, if you're shooting mirrorless or smaller cameras, then the 350 would accommodate probably everything that you own in that mount, right? You'd probably get just about everything in there. So it has these access points that really allow you to reach in from the top, from the side, or get to it from the back. That in itself is really nice, because if you open up the backpack and you take the dividers, now you have all these different options for setting up your rig. And, you know, you just move the dividers around to provide, you know, access from, you know, wherever you want to come in, from top, from side, from wherever. So it's super configurable. Another thing about it that is really neat, and this got all the guys going basically at LowPro, is the design of it. Protactic is the right name. It feels, I don't want to say it feels military, but maybe it feels vigilante. I mean, it looks like it's ready for action. If Theodore Roosevelt was alive today, he would want this backpack. And he would, you know, have outfit all of his Rough Riders with it. It has these Molly loops on the outside, and the shape and the color and the design, just, it feels serious. It feels and it looks serious. Now, speaking of how it feels, they designed a new harness system for it called an Actizone. And they, LowPro has really, I think they, in the last 2 years in particular, they've upped their game with the harness systems. And, you know, they did that. Here's another little inside piece. They did that. They brought in people from the mountaineering world, people that worked for companies that specialize in mountaineering gear. They brought them into LowPro, and so they could bring that expertise to their backpacks on how to make these harness systems that were super comfortable, that allowed air to circulate, to keep your back from getting too hot or too sweaty, things like that. And, you know, they really have created some very, very comfortable carrying solutions as a result. This new one, this Actizone system, is brand new and it looks fantastic. However much gear you put in this backpack, you will be comfortable. It also has a very nice hip belt, and the hip belt even has a couple pockets on it. But they did something that I like that they haven't done often enough, but I'm really glad they did on this one. They made it so that the harness belt is removable. So when you really need it, you have it on there. It works great. It integrates with the system beautifully. Helps keep your shoulders from getting tired by distributing the weight more evenly. However, when you don't need it, like when you're going to put your backpack in an overhead compartment on a plane and you don't want all this stuff dangling down and getting stuck and hooked on things and all that, then what you can do is you take that waist belt off, go ahead, put it in your suitcase, be shipped that way, and then you have a much sleeker backpack that's easier to stick under the seat on the airplane or in the overhead compartment or whatever. So this is a feature that I just absolutely love, and I'm so happy they have a removable waist belt on this particular bag. The 350 will hold a 13-inch laptop and the 450 will hold a 15-inch laptop. They have a very secure area inside the bag. It's inside the bag, so it's not hanging out anywhere where it's easily to get into. It's inside the bag that protects your laptop. And then in front of it, it has some accessory pouches, and then your camera gear is opposite it. So you can definitely have the laptop of your choice with you. You would just have to get the right size bag so that you could, you know, either accommodate up to 13 or up to 15-inch laptop. As I mentioned earlier, the dividers are newly designed. They provide as much protection, as much impact protection as the old dividers, but they're much thinner and they're easier to maneuver, to move around inside the bag. It has the all-weather cover. It also has a tripod holder. And then this is kind of cool. It accommodates, because it has all these slip lock loops and everything on it, it accommodates modular accessories. So what they've done is that they've even provided 5 modular accessories with the bag itself. So it's not like you have to buy the bag and then order what accessories you want. They're giving you 5 with the bag itself. So there's a water bottle holder, I think a filter holder, a couple of other goodies. And you actually get that when you buy the bag. And because the bag is so versatile, these accessories can go wherever you need them to. So I just think it's a cool bag. It looks good. It has the right features. It's the right size, both for DSLRs and smaller kits. And you basically can put everything that you need, you know, to go on a trip in this bag, all of your computer gear, your camera gear and everything, and just have it in one very secure and stylish backpack. It's the Lowpro ProTactic 350 AW. It's one of the neatest things I've seen them come up with in a while. I'm pretty excited about it. I'm going to get one. You might want to take a look at it too if you're in the market for a new bag. Story number 3. Olympus announces the 40 to 150 millimeter f/2.8 Pro lens. This will be a $1,500 lens, $1,499.99, I believe. This is a lens that a lot of folks have been waiting for, and I don't think they are going to be disappointed. let's just talk about a few of the specs here. 16 elements in 10 groups, 9 blade aperture, 72 millimeter filter ring. I'll give you an idea of the diameter of the front of the lens. 2 high-grade lens elements using dual linear voice coil motors. So focusing is going to be very fast and very smooth. And it's all internal. All the focusing is internal, super fast, super smooth. Has a minimum focusing distance from the front of the lens of 20 inches. Not only would this be a nice lens for nature and sports photography, but it will be very handy for events because you can have this nice focal range, but you can also get somewhat close to items and shoot them tightly. 20 inches minimum focusing distance from the front of the lens. And that's at all focal lengths, by the way. A dedicated function button, so you get a third one. You usually have a couple on your camera and you'll get another one right there on the lens. A sliding lens hood, and the lens hood's pretty slick, so that it just stays on the lens barrel, and then when you need it, it just slides out and locks into place, and it's a really good-looking lens hood. And then when you don't need it or when you want to pack the lens, you don't have to take it off or store it separately. It just slides back. Very handy. Makes it much easier to pack. And speaking of packing, you get all of this in a package that's only about 6 inches in length. So this is a heck of a lens. $1,500 is definitely a pro price. But I think you're getting a pro lens. So it will be available in November. And if you need a little more reach, they're also producing a 1.4x teleconverter that's perfectly matched for this lens. By the way, I didn't mention that the pro lens is a water resistant, freeze proof. If you're shooting an event and it's raining and you've got this on an EM1, then you don't have to worry. You just keep shooting. And especially with that nice deep lens hood. So it is pretty slick stuff. And the teleconverter, which will be, I think, $349, has the same weather-resistant features. So this is a kit that you can use just about anywhere. It'll be available in November. It's a beautiful lens. It's a lens that I think if you invest in it, you will have it for a long, long time and take many beautiful pictures with it. All right, let's take a stroll over to the screening room. And we're going to go back and visit Ben Long today. Ben, of course, has many titles inside lynda.com. And the one I want to talk about today is Foundations of Photography. That's the series, Night and Low Light with Ben Long. Ben likes low light shooting. I know this. I've hung out with him in San Francisco. He likes putting on his dark jacket and his little dark hat and wandering the streets and seeing what kind of images he can get. So this is a perfect title for him to do. This is right in his wheelhouse. He says in the movie that we have featured, which you can see by going to lynda.com/thedigitalstory, he says, in this course, we are going to take a look at all kinds of low-light shooting situations, from trying to get good results in dimly lit room of your house to prowling around in the dark looking for photos that cannot exist with higher light levels. And of course, what he means by that, if you shoot an alley in the city in the middle of the day, it may be interesting, it might not. At night, suddenly, depending on how the lighting is configured in this alley and everything, it can come to life and just have this really great mood, a piece sitting there right in front of you that you want to figure out how to get into your camera. And that's what Ben talks about in this movie. So it's a terrific title, Foundations of Photography, Night in Low Light with Ben Long. And you can view it with all the other great stuff that is featured on lynda.com by going to the TDS screening room, lynda.com/thedigitalstory. And of course, while you're there, if you wish, you can start your 7-day free trial to watch all the other design, photography, and computing titles. All right, let's do a little virtual camera club news here. I want to talk about Red River Paper and their card shop. I've been mentioning it the last couple weeks. I guess part of it is it's top of mind for me because I've been using the cards for a project that I have on the Nimble Photographer. I have these stylus pens. They are a stylus for using with your iPad or your tablet. And then they also have a pen. What's neat is that the pen actually comes out of the stylus. So it's not like where you have this thing, clunky thing, where you have to keep a track of a cap or anything. There's nothing to keep track of. It's all kind of one nice thing. And the way that I'm shipping them is that I'm shipping them inside Red River cards that I create that have the Nimble Photographer on the outside, has some instructions on the back. Really cool little package with matching envelopes. It's just slick. It just looks so nice. And I figured out how to do this project by just hanging out in the card shop, looking at some of the different stocks that they have and saying, you know, of all the ways I could ship this new product, the stylus pen that I have, this is the way I want to do it. Because when the user opens it up, they have a good feeling. You know, it's like you're getting something nice from someone, you know, like when you get a birthday card in the mail, you know, you have a nice envelope, you know, it's hand addressed. In our case, you also have a little Nimble Photographer logo on it. And then you open it up, you pull out a card, and the card feels good in your hands. And then it has this, you know, nice artistic design on the cover. And then you open it up, and there's your pen inside the card. And on the back, some instructions on how to use it. That's what I wanted. And those are the kind of things that you can create with your inkjet printer. And the stock and these envelopes in a variety of surfaces from Red River Paper is really worth taking a look at. If you're not making fine art cards, I just really feel like you're missing the boat. If you print nothing else yourself, fine art cards are the one thing that I would print. Anyway, so you can check it out by going to the Red River Paper card shop. I have a link in the show notes. And of course, there's a tile for Red River Paper on all the pages in the digital story. The photo assignment for September is Shot from Behind. Shot from Behind. I was hoping that I'd get some cool entries for this, and I am. And there's still time this month, so think about this one, play with it, have some fun with it, and enter the photo assignment. You know, be part of that gallery that we put up every month and show your work off with other people who are also very good photographers. You know, it's a really neat thing. And of course, one of those photographers will be selected as the Sizzle Picks Pick of the Month, and they'll get a free Sizzle Picks. And the September discount is also going on, speaking of Sizzle Picks, which means for every day of the month that we get closer to the end, it's like a countdown. So we started out at the top of the month with like a 30% discount. Now we're halfway through, so that's in half. And as we go down, the discount gets smaller. So you probably don't want to dilly-dally. But if you do want to take advantage of the discount, all you have to do is put TDS September discount in the comments field when you place your order. Just as an aside on Sizzle Picks, I just want to mention something for a moment. I was talking this morning about printing and framing and just sort of adding up the numbers in my head on how much it costs to take, let's say, a 20-inch print, mat it, put it on, you know, archival foam core. Do you do a double mat? Do you do single mat? Whatever. Have it framed, you know, have all the hardware put on it. You know, that whole process, if you pay to have someone do it, just the hardware alone and the labor for them to put it all together for you is going to cost you as much as a Sizzle Picks that includes the image. It not only includes the image, it is a spectacular image. And on top of that, it is absolutely archival. It is so easy. You take it out of the box, you put it one nail in the wall, and you hang it up, and it's ready to go. You don't have to do anything else. Just something to think about as you're thinking about ordering a Sizzle Picks or something else to put on the wall or give to a friend for the holiday season. SizzlePix.com, and they have a tile on all the pages of the digital story. Well, I think that is going to do it for me this week. More stuff to talk about next week. There's so much going on. And by the way, I have been testing the Western Digital Wi-Fi wireless hard drive. I've just been dying to write about it, but there's been so much other stuff going on. I felt like I didn't want to compete with the, you know, the Canon 7D Mark II and everything else. So I've been sitting on this. Maybe I will talk about that next week. It is crazy. And you can connect it to your tablet, your smartphone, your computer. Up to like 7 people can connect to it at once. This thing is nuts. It's the Western Digital. Anyway, maybe next week we'll squeeze that in. I promise you I will have lots of interesting stuff. Look forward to seeing you then. Until then, have a great week. Bye-bye now.